Anthropologists still debate when humans first got to this continent. Some say it was 15,000 years ago. Others say more like 30. But it wasn't long, not by the standards of the desert tortoise, known to science as Gophiurus agassizii. He was here 67 million years ago, when dinosaurs still roamed them thar hills. Actually, them thar hills weren't even thar then. Compared to him, all us brainy bipeds are alien newcomers. The desert tortoise is a true American, and a conservative Westerner of the old school to boot. On the subject of becoming a real American, he's got a lot to teach today's phony cowboys in high office. Take, for instance, his turn-the-other-cheek approach to conflict resolution. No preemptive striker, undoing himself with shock and awe. When attacked by predators, the tortoise pulls into his shell, shuts the hatch, and lets his enemy wear itself out trying to get in. The tortoise embodies another bygone American value, resource conservation. In dry times, he can even pee a semi-solid, enabling him to recycle precious water. He's got simple tastes, eating mostly grass, though he's not above delighting in a gourmet meal, sometimes even popping and hissing his appreciation for a lick at a spring wildflower. Unlike today's popular mega mansions, tortoises' well-dug burrows are sturdy but never extravagant. And in another old American tradition, he welcomes all kinds of strangers into his midst. Snakes and gophers, burrowing owls and roadrunners are just a few of the critters who rely on desert tortoise dens for their own homes. Above all, he's cool-headed in hot times, confident but not arrogant, and always thinking of the long haul, several million years down the trail, where his descendants may continue to hiss and pop when spring rain brings them the chance to mate and eat their favorite desert blossoms. With a perspective, I'm Gordy Slack.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.